All right, today's learning school initials from Lutz from Shai Moshe and the Rivka was Moshe Zuri from Nachman and Moshe, which was for Shalom Achai and Moshe Yabba Malkim and Brach was for Malkim and Chitzk and Fegadina, and a schuss for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're starting a new topic today, Simon Reish Lamed Beis, and we're going to start with the halachas of Tfilas Mincha. Actually, you know, probably don't realize it, but it's very beautiful since we started this, the way the Shulchan Aruch was set up, it really goes through our day. We spend Chelik Aleph and Chelik Beis at least. We started with waking up in the morning and Birchas HaTorah and Limud HaTorah and Tefillah. We moved on to Brachas throughout the day, and you know, in the middle it was Tzitzis. I don't remember all the different topics that we did, but it really goes in the order of your day. So now we're moving into Tefillas Mincha. So Tefillas Mincha, just one short introduction. There is, and we'll just touch upon it high level, and then we will get more into it as we proceed along. So when it comes to the Zman of Tfilas Mincha, we know there's something called Mincha Gedola and Mincha Katana. Mincha Gedola is the earliest Zman for Mincha. Mincha Katana is later on in the day. And then we have Plaga Mincha, and we have Then we have Shkia and Seis. So when is Mincha Gedayla, the earliest man we can daven Mincha? So really, we're able to daven Mincha from Chatzais. The Chachamim did not want us to daven at Chatzais because it's very easy to mistime it. So they said to wait a half hour after Chatzais, which is Mincha Gedayla. Now all this, as we know, is Shoyes Manias, which essentially changes every day. You take the length of the day, the morning to the night, you divide that up into 12 hours, and that's how long, into 12, and that's how long an hour is during that day. So if you had a perfect day, which I don't think ever happens, maybe it comes close at one point, one day of the year, but if you take a perfect day, which means it started at 6 o'clock in the morning and ends at 6 o'clock at night, Chatzos would be 12 o'clock, Mincha Gedola would be at 12:30. Okay, so technically we can daven from Chatzos, but we don't daven until 12:30. A half hour after Chatzais. Then, later on in the day, we have Mincha Katana, which is 3 hours before the end of the day, approximately, and Plaga Mincha, which is splits that time between Mincha Katana and the end of the day, but we'll get more into that later on. For now, in the beginning at least, we'll be discussing primarily on Mincha Gedayla. Says the Mechaber Sif Aleph, Im Asha de Chuka, you're running out of time. Yispalu b'lachash. So even though you have a minion, you daven quietly. Va'achekach yoimer. This is the mechaber shita. This is not the way we are noyik. Va'achekach yoimer shliach tzibur mogein avram and mechayim mesim. V'yane kedusha u'masayim akela kodesh. So basically, you come into shul and you had a hard time getting a minion together, and you didn't have enough time to gather enough people. This was what we call Shtila Shmein Esrei, but it's slightly different than what we do it. Everybody would daven the Shmein Esrei Balachash, including the Baal Tefillah. Then afterwards, Baal Tefillah would do Magen Avraham, Mechayim Esim, Kedusha, Hakel HaKadosh, and that would be, and then you do Aleinu, would be the end of your Mincha. In Ein Shos B'Yayim, Ligmar Yud Ches Brachas. This would only be if there isn't enough time to do, like a regular Shmein Esrei, where we do the Mincha Gedayla. We do the regular Mincha, we daven Shmein Esrei, and then we daven Chazaras HaShatz, the entire 18 brachas. Says the Ramah, but yes, Shaimrim, this is more in line with what we do. Sheyispala Shliach Tzibur Mako B'Kol Ram. So this is similar, but we'll see that it's a slightly different version we do, but both are almost the same thing. That the Shliach Tzibur and the Kehillah daven together, but they start off davening with the chazan davening out loud the first two brachas. You say Kedusha, and you say Ata Kodesh out loud, and then you would finish up the Shmein Esrei quietly. Everybody would finish it up. That's what we call a Hayach Shmein Esrei Kol Ram, means Hayach loud. The alternate version to the Ramaz, which what we're used to doing, is if we have to do a Hayach Shmein Esrei, and that is that we... that is that we the chazan starts the first two brachas. We say Kedusha, the Chazan does a Kehilat Kaddish, and then we all start our Shtilah Shmoneh Esrei, and the Chazan finishes the rest of Shmoneh Esrei quietly. Now, as you can see from over here, the Mechaber and the Ramah does not seem to argue, holds that this is not a Lechatchila. This is only when you don't have enough time in the day. So if you don't have enough time in the day, or you're not going to have a minyan if you do it otherwise, then we do this idea of this Hayecha Shmoneh Esrei. But if you do have enough time, the appropriate way of doing it is the regular Shmoneh Esrei where everyone davens quietly, and then the Chazan repeats the entire davening, not Lechatchila. As many of you might know, in Chabad, they will almost never do the Hayecha Shmoneh Esrei. Other place that's minik too, but it seems over here that lechatchila not to do it. Now there are some yeshivas that do a Hayecha Shmoneh Esrei every single day, possibly because doing the regular Shmoneh Esrei would cause bittul Torah because it would take them away from learning, or possibly because everyone over there in the yeshiva light. The main reason the Chazaras Hashatz was created was for the people who, there might be some people who don't know how to daven. Since it's the yeshiva, everybody knows how to daven, and that's why the combine of those two reasons, they do it together. But again, it does not seem that it should be lechatchila to do a Hayecha Shmoneh Esrei, unless you really don't have a choice, or you're not going to have people, you know, sometimes in a hospital or in a work situation where you will not be able to keep your minion together, that's what you do. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. The chukah dehenish ain shas b'yom shispal mitchila hatziba v'lachachach and asar sashatz b'karoi. You don't have enough time to do it. That's when you should use one of these solutions. Yispal v'lachach hainu the mechaber's shita shlo yisbal hatziba b'neiat chag lotzis rak b'tfilas hashatz. We shouldn't go ahead, and the alternative is let's just do a chazar sashatz. Don't do the shtilah shmoneh esrei at all. And everyone should be yitzah. The ikar tefillah balachash, as we said in the past, the ikar of tefillah is balachash. Those who Hashem can hear our tefillah balachash, we'll be able to concentrate better that way. What we're doing is, in order to save the time, because we don't have a choice, is the Chazan goes ahead and shortens his Hayecha Shmoneh Esrei. He only says the first three brachas, Kedusha, so that we are able to do the Kedusha. We're going to get to that in Reish Lamed Gimel. We're going to talk about what is called running out of time. We're going to get more into the Zmanim over there. According to the Shliach Tziba starts off out loud. And the Kohl says it with him, Mila b'Mila. That's the Ramaz version. We, as I mentioned, have a slightly different version. The Shliach Tziba starts off the first two brachas out loud, Kedusha, Kehilat Kaddish, and then everyone starts the Shmoneh Esrei. Ad lacha Kehilat Kaddish v'toiv. You're using the Ramaz Eitza of having everyone start davening together, but the Shliach Tzibur is saying the first few brachas out loud. If you can, at least have one person who may be davened already who's able to answer Amen to those brachas, because the people davening along with the Shliach Tzibur cannot answer Amen. If you don't have somebody, you are able to continue, you are able to do this Eitzah, even though nobody is answering Amen, since everybody's davening long with the Baal Tefillah, and it's going to, and therefore they don't necessarily have a Chiyuv of Amen. Okay, says the Mechaber Sif Beis. So now here we're gonna have to hold our patience, a little bit of a long Sif. And in the beginning, we're going to see the Mechaber Shita. Ultimately, we'll see that the Shitas that are much more Makel than the Mechaber, the Ramah, and he brings down several Shitas on that. So don't get too nervous when you just hear the Mechaber, because we tend to follow the Ramah. We follow the Ramah, and there he's much more Makel. Over here in Sif Beis, we are talking about what is the rules with regards to once it comes to Zman Mincha, what are you allowed to do? Let's start with the Mechaber. We'll do the first piece of the Mechaber. Lo yeshiv adam le'staper samach le'mincha ad yispal. A person should not sit down on a barber chair to take a haircut until He davens mincha. Now, the Mechaber is talking about, we'll see, we'll get more into this in a moment in Mishnah Berurah. Mechaber is talking about mincha gedolah, meaning there's still plenty of time to daven mincha, right? We're only at 12:30 in the afternoon. Still don't sit down to start a haircut, because the scissor might break and the barber's gonna have to go looking for a scissor, and all of a sudden it's gonna stretch out and your haircut's gonna end up taking a half a day. And you're gonna end up missing mincha. Don't go into the bathhouse. Not into the tannery. We're going to check how your hides are being tanned. That's the place where they work out the hide. Don't sit down to a dintayr, not to eat. Even a regular meal. We're not talking about a chasana meal, a big simcha. We're talking about a regular meal. Close to mincha gedolah, the mechaber paskins, you can't start. First have a mincha, and then you're able to. Tomorrow we'll see what happens if you did, according to the mechaber. But according to the mechaber, you shouldn't even start any of these things that potentially have the risk of dragging on prior to you davening mincha. And this is not mincha ketan again. This is mincha gedolah, meaning early in the afternoon. The mechaber says you can't do it. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Lo yeshev adam hine. In this sif, you will see that there's a lot of details. Says the Mishmur, I have to go and be a little bit long-winded. When it comes to eating, to take a haircut, to go into the base of merchets, and the other items that I mentioned here, who Mishnah beperikam of the Shabbos. This is all in a Mishnah in the first parak of Masechta Shabbos. The asa samach lemincha, that these things are asa to do once the zman, once you get close, not the zman of mincha, you get close to the zman of mincha, meaning already from 12 o'clock. Okay? Beloi bi'ara Mishnah eza mincha. Now the Mishnah over there does not tell us if it's referring to mincha gedayla or mincha ketana. Obviously, if it's mincha ketana, that means up until we get to much later in the afternoon, we're able to do these things without any problem. If we're mincha gedayla, which is how the mechaber paskin, we have a bigger problem even earlier in the day. Which is from 6.5 hours, as we explained in our perfect day, 12:30. Then when it says you shouldn't do it, samach means a half hour before, means from 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Once chatzos comes, if you learn that's pshat in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to sit down to do any of these things prior to davening. Or the other way to explain that Mishnah, that it's mincha ketana. That's from 9.5 hours and up. Okay? I mean, from the beginning of the 10th hours. The Mishnah says that it's also to sit down and eat. The Mishnah doesn't explain what this means. Does it mean a very major meal? Like a chasana. Oz aser shem yavis man mincha. We're worried. You're gonna sit down. The long meal. You're gonna drink. You're gonna miss mincha. Ayafil a suda ketana kasudas kol adam aser, or even a regular meal, a regular lunch. You can't do with it. The dilma asilam shuchik, because maybe we'll drag on. V'chein gai gavni yesh l'spak b'shadvar m'mskar b'mishnah. And all these items that are mentioned in the Mishnah, the hein ishana l'kos aser l'karnas l'merchets. You're not allowed to go into the base of merchets. E dafke l'koyla milsa d'merchets. Does that mean that you're going in for a full? You're gonna the lach of reishay to shampoo your head, or shtat the bechamin to soak in hot water, vitzainin, and then cold lazi, and then to go into the schwitz. Or you feel lazi b'alma. So if you're just going in for a quick schwitz, is that also being asked by the Mishnah? Shem yisalef, maybe you'll faint. Machmas choy ma'merchetz, and therefore the chaylin yin borsiki, going into the tannery, meaning checking on some sort of production in your factory. Idafka laborsikli gedoyla, into a major factory. Or you feel you in b'alma, just to do a quick check. And all these things. So basically, we have a confusion over here in this Mishnah. Does that Mishnah that says it's us to do all these things before Mincha talk about Mincha Gedolah? Or is it Mincha Ketana? Secondly, when it says all these things are us, what are we referring to? Are we talking about a major event, a major Suda, or even a small Suda? So it's a double question what the Mishnah brings. But yes, Shama Gemara Shnei Terutzim. There's two answers over there. They both say in the Mishnah that it's talking about Mincha Gedolah. Teretz Kama, the first answer, the Kavanah's HaMishnah, so also Samach Mincha Gedolah, and Dafke B'Sudas Gedolah. The first pshat says, it's Mincha Gedolah, but we're only talking about a major meal. Katana, but a regular lunch. You'd be allowed to do until Mincha Katana. The Yeshem Akilin Oidla Tarets, and those are even more makel. That fills Samach LeMincha Katana. Gamke Mutal has Pasudi Katana. That even the close to Mincha Katana, you can start a small meal. The Tarets Basra, the second shot in the mission over there. The Kavanas HaMishna lasts are fills Pasudi Katana. Samach LeMincha Gedoyla. That you're not allowed to even start a small suda close to Mincha Katana. The Nechleku HaPoiskim is in. There's a big machlokes in the Poiskim on this. Harif Rambam Poskim Keterutze Basra, like the second Teretz, that you even, we're talking about Mincha Gedoyla. And not only are we talking about Mincha Gedoyla, we're even talking about a small meal. V'zeh Sosim HaMechaber Kamoisa. And the Mechaber Paskind, like the Rambam and the Rif, which is the more Chumadik Ashita. V'aramah, as we'll see soon, Bereish Dvarav Pasa Keterutze Kama. Ziyu Torah V'inyin Shabasiv. This is the core, the essence of this Sif. Atal Naskal Avaris Divrasiv. And now we are going to explain it. Okay, so we'll stop over here. Now we got a sort of a bit of a taste of what we're discussing over here. And Emet Hashem, we will continue now to understand the Mechaber Shita and then move on to the Ramash Shita. We will continue with that tomorrow.